Welcome to another beautiful episode of Rod and Flava, coming from you straight from Andrew Murray Vineyards. This is Rod.
This is Flava.
And we are Rod and Flava, and we are having an amazing time. We drove up today in the Cat. Nice little road trip. We actually watched it go from 102 where we were down to 72, back to 92, and I think it's, 82 now?
We've had a variety of weather conditions today.
Yeah, we have. We've run the full gamut from no clouds and heat to...
Heat and wind.
Oh, wind, that's
hurricane-like wind. To coming to the coast in Santa Barbara, having lunch there with the coastal fog and very cool, needing a jacket.
Yeah.
Then coming inland to Los Olivos, where it is, around 90 degrees,
oh my
sunny,
God.
Clear skies, no smoke.
Nothing.
Beautiful.
It is. And it is so zen-like here. I mean, if you've never been to Andrew Murray Vineyards in Los Olivos, highly recommend it. I mean, you've got views of rolling hills, the vineyards. There's trees everywhere. The grounds is just amazing. And I can't say enough about it. But guess what? I just found out.
What?
As we're talking, there's actually a fire near our home.
Another one. Oh, my
Good
goodness.
Lord. It looks like our home's not in danger, but wow, really?
So what I heard, it's towards Acton?
Yeah. So it's
wow.
Close, but not close. So hopefully, those, like I said, they're absolute heroes, and hopefully they'll get a handle on it, and, you know, no structures or lives will be lost.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Once again, huge shout out to the first responders, especially during these times with the fires going, the firemen and firewomen and our police officers.
Yes, absolutely. God bless all of you.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we drinking here, Flava? You brought over some wine, and I know it's a surprise, but what do I have here? What do we have?
Red wine.
Red wine. You're not going to tell me.
I don't know what I got.
All right, we're kind of familiar.
I forgot what I got. I'm
going to taste it and see here.
Was it, do you remember?
No. You surprised me. That's Roasted Slope.
Roasted Slope. That's what we
Am
got.
Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Nice.
I'm like, wait,
that's
which
good.
One did I get?
That's the one that's got it's like a red wine, but it's got some V&A blended into it. It's good. You forgot.
You guys,
it was such a
I'm
great,
really
so
not that jitsy all the time. Only during Rod and Flava, it seems like.
So it was a surprise. The surprise was actually on you.
Surprise.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Let's indulge. I had a total brain fart.
Mm.
Definitely full-bodied.
Oh
the legs
God.
On it.
Are great.
Legs for days. They should be walking down... strutting their stuff down the Victoria's Secret runway.
Yeah, they should. Wow, that's got, you can taste the cherry, the oak.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, the V&A really lightens up just right. I mean, this is actually a perfect wine for right now. We even got a little breeze going.
I know. It's quite nice.
It is. And we're actually here, Bon Dizzle and Jilly Bean came up with us, and they're walking down right now with their wine. So
we're
going to pause, and if they want to be on here, we're going to come right back on. So hang with us. All right, we're back. We got Dizzle and Jilly Bean with us here, and I apologize because I totally forgot what the title of today is. So we kind of roundtabled it, and Dizzle came up with a good one. So what do we call on this Monday?
Road Trip Monday.
Road Trip Monday. What do you think of that, Flava?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Burning miles today.
We are burning miles. Yes, we are.
Burning miles and visiting some real estate.
Heck yeah. It's been fun. We were talking earlier about just the weather changes on the trip up. I mean, 30 degree variances.
Well, we went from our hometown, which was, it was clear and sunny. Mm-hmm. By the time we get out around 11:30-ish.
Yeah.
Sunny. I don't know where you think the temp was back then.
It was actually up to 100 when we left.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Yes. It was close. It was pushing with the humidity and everything.
And then Fillmore was 102.
Yeah. Then we get into Santa Barbara, foggy, kind of cool. We're on the pier.
Yeah.
Had lunch. Great.
Yeah.
We all had what?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Oh,
can't
so
go wrong
good.
With that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Yes, anyway, so we made our way up here in Los Olivos, and then we hit some more fog. Temperatures dropped.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was around, maybe 68, 70?
Yeah, I think so.
It was,
cool.
I looked at the temperature. It was, right around 70.
Yeah. But now here we are here. underneath this big old oak tree. Yeah. Nice and comfortable, but once you get away from it,
oh, we're in trouble.
It's hot.
Warm. Yeah.
It's hot.
Where technically are we? Is this still Los Olivos?
It is Los Olivos.
Yeah, we're
it is.
Los Olivos. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, beautiful Andrew Murray with.
Yeah,
and probably, it's probably still look like close to 90, but the shade, it definitely feels good. And just, I mean, this whole atmosphere up here is amazing. With the trees and
the
views.
The rolling hills, yes.
Everything.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes.
The sound of the
I can't say
Hellcat.
Enough. Ooh. Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Rumbling through the canyons and through the tunnels.
Sounded,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like a boat just...
It did.
It's like a land boat. It does. Reminds me of being in the Colorado River, you know, in Havasu, where you got all the boats going up and down, you know? It's like throaty.
It's got that throaty sound.
It's incredible.
It does. And, you know, we got entertained as well. You know, we got to hear the Moz and... with that Ferrari motor in it. I felt like I was in Le Mans all of a sudden.
I know.
It was great.
Reverberating off the walls.
Yes. Yes, Ferrari.
It was good times, good times.
It was.
It was a nice drive.
It was. So.
Wow, what a great trip.
Yes, it really was. I mean, it's dark now.
<We're back. laughs> I know. It was one for the books. All I remember is seeing the sunset in the rearview mirror and the side mirrors thinking... are we going to make it home before the sunset?
Nope, we aren't. We are not. But you know what? Speaking of that, I that sunset was pretty amazing.
It really was.
Driving back down the coast and seeing that was a sight to see.
I mean, you really can't beat a sunset at the beach. You just can't.
No, you can't. And, I'm thinking, what's the next road trip? I want to do another one now.
I don't know.
I kind of have an idea.
Oh, do you?
I'm thinking, you know, there's another winery that's you know, fairly close to us, Agua Dulce Winery.
Okay.
And they have so much acreage and land that...
They do, yeah.
We could actually have a picnic. We might even be the only ones there.
Oh. We'll truly be social distancing.
We will. Yeah, we will. I'm thinking a little charcuterie, you know, maybe just, you know, a glass of wine each, you know, nothing big. And just have some lunch and, you know, it's a beautiful drive out and a beautiful drive back.
It is, and a completely different setting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. It really is.
Okay, cool.
All right, so the next trip, we're heading there in the cat.
All right.
Sweet. So,
thank you for being part of our next trip planning.
Yes. Yes. You know, I really. Hey, and you know, I want to give an early shout out. I know, actually, next Tuesday is a good friend of ours, his birthday. You know who that is?
I do.
All right. Who is? I want to see if you know.
Would it be a rusty nail?
It would. Yeah, yes, it would. So I just want to say happy early birthday to Rusty Nail. I hope that when it comes, it's a fantastic day for you and that you get all the, you know, birthday wishes that you want. And
absolutely. And I hear, you know, Rusty Nail is now doing Matterport tours, 3D virtual tours up in the Sacramento area.
Oh, nice. So, hey.
I know. Hey.
All you realtors up in that area, Rusty Nail, he's easy to find, actually. I believe that's his handle on social media. You know, and speaking of social media, oh, my gosh. So, I got to tell you this because I've been kind of thinking about shutting it down for my personal Facebook. You know, there's benefits to Facebook. Obviously, you can promote businesses, things like that.
Right.
But if 2016 was bad, that's like junior varsity compared to 2020. And I'm talking about the venom that's spewed, the arguments, the friendships that get lost.
Right.
It's insane. And I'm to the point where I you know, and I don't reply much on there, but just reading it gets you mad. And you know, and after taking today's trip, I'm like, man, there's a lot better things to do with our time, like road trips in the cat.
Absolutely.
Then
spend more time with the kids.
Yes, that too.
More time with our friends. Absolutely. More time with each other.
So I'm seriously thinking about shutting mine down, and I'm you know, I'm not telling anybody else to do it, and I'm sure people have experienced what I have, what we have, but it might be calling it a day.
Right. Well, funny enough. On social media, on Facebook, I've seen a lot of posts about people watching The Social Dilemma. And it has, to my understanding, I have not watched it, so I do not know. But I do want to read it. But it was at the Sundance Film Festival. And it's saying Something along the lines of the technology that connects us also controls us. And a lot of people that have watched it are like totally mind blown, oh my God, and are feeling the same way about social media as you are about giving it up altogether.
Whoa. So this is news to me. Where can we watch it? Because we're going to watch it this weekend. Is it like Netflix or Amazon? It doesn't matter. We'll find it.
Yes.
We'll find it. And you know what? Next week we can talk about that.
Yes.
Let's watch it. We'll give a little movie
and
review.
And it's a film by Jeff Orlowski.
Jeff Orlowski. Wow.
Yeah. So apparently it even, you know, affecting, you know, the kids and everything else. So I don't know. So I found that to be interesting and kind of it's definitely right in line with what you're saying.
No, that is. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And seriously, I honestly didn't even know. Flava kind of hit me with a curveball there. I didn't even know about that. So I do want to watch it.
Well, I think it's funny that what we've been experiencing, and then in addition to this, it just kind of tells you. I mean, Facebook originally evolved.
Find old friends, catch up, people you haven't seen in years.
Yeah, and now I feel it's more of just of a political platform and a way to bash.
Oh, yeah. It is, unfortunately. I'll tell you this. I know we're on Facebook, but I am seriously considering migrating us to I'm going to put us on Instagram regardless, but I'm thinking of just, for all of our Facebook followers, we may just go Instagram only.
Right.
In the future and, you know, and share some of the pictures of the places we're going and, you know, give you heads up on our latest episodes and whatnot. But I really feel like, and I know Facebook owns Instagram, and I'm not mad at the company Facebook. It's not about them. It's about what us as people have turned it into.
True.
So, but I feel Instagram may be where we're at. And you know what? That being said, by the time this episode ends, we'll have an Instagram page. So come check it out to make sure that you're on the right one. I'm going to actually put a picture of the cat on there. Easy to see.
Oh, the Hellcat, yeah.
Yep, you see it, indigo blue, Challenger Hellcat, you know you're at the right place.
And, nice.
And we'll get other pictures, but that way, just kind of as like almost like a tagline. You'll know if you see a Rod and Flava on Instagram with the blue Challenger Hellcat, you found us.
Well, would there be any other Rod and Flavas?
I don't know, but I figure I'll do that just so that we're unique. Shoot. There better not be, but just in case, you know. So, yeah, we'll do that.
Doppelgangers?
Yeah, no, imposters. No. So moving on, I mean, because I know we've had one heck of a day. I'm so glad to be staring. And I know we're staring at two glasses of roasted sloe because we only got to have a glass up there.
We had a beautiful glass of red wine, which was roasted sloe. Yes.
Now that we're home, 90 minutes later. I feel we can have another. I know you've taken the liberty to pour us what looks like the perfect pours of glass. But before we have our traditional sip, Flava, can you tell us a little something about Andrew Murray's Roasted Sloe?
Other than that, it's a red wine.
Yeah. A little more detail. Oh, and I did guess it right, though.
You did. I was deer in the headlights, like, you were 100% correct. As soon as you tasted it, you're amazing.
Does that make up for my fail on the blind beer taste testing that we did with Remy? And
yes, you have redeemed yourself. All right. You're golden in my book, all pony right. boy.
I'm back. I'm back. Remy in Jersey, and yeah. All right, I'm back, guys.
So, I think you described it perfectly earlier. You know, the roasted slope with tasting the oak and the cherry, and described it with the legs. It's just a really great full-bodied wine. It does taste heavier than what it is.
Yes.
The ABV on it's only 14.3, which you can get that all day long at the market as far as the ABV. But for whatever reason, it tastes like a heavier wine.
Now, what year is this one?
This one's a 2018.
Nice. Now, you know, I know we didn't see him up there earlier today, but we did have a chance to meet Andrew Murray in the past.
Yeah, really cool guy.
Yes, real cool guy, fellow Aggie, so go Ags. But he took us on a private tour.
Yeah.
Of his winery, and it was really interesting because I always believed that in the years where you get like a ton of rain, like, oh man, it's going to be a freaking, you know, good harvest and great wine. But that's kind of true and not true. You actually need to stress the grapes, which means you don't want them getting too much water, as he taught us.
Right. Yeah.
And that was really interesting. I had no idea.
They actually prefer the drier so that they can water as needed to stress them out. And it gives you more of your complex, more flavorful, full-bodied, you know. And then from there, it depends on what kind of barrels and stuff you put it in and how new and how many times it's been used or what for and all that good stuff. And then it just blows up from there and it blows my mind.
And then you get Roasted Slope.
And then Roasted Slope.
Which is just delicious. And to that, you know,
cheers. Delish. So good. Santa Barbara County, loving it.
It is. It's really good. Wow. I can't say enough.
Yeah.
Good things.
Home run. Home run, Andrew.
Yes, home, definitely home run. Thank you for such beautiful wines that you produce.
Yeah. And for being just a really nice guy.
He was very down to earth.
Yeah.
He really down to earth guy. Love his wines. Obviously we're members, and he also has an offshoot called 11 where he does wines there. And he was, you know, into, you know, rock and roll in the 80s and, you know, the old thing about turn it up to 11, which I think was from a movie. Yeah, you know, remember, everything goes to volume 10, but you go to 11, it's like beyond, which...
Yeah, it had to do with music. And I love that 11's wines all have, like, unplugged or mixtape, or it's all having to do with music and wines just as good. But different.
They're different. And even the labels are cool because they look like old concert tickets.
Yeah.
The labels.
It's great. Everything is like concert tickets, like you said. Or, everything just revolves around music. And it's just a really cool.
It is.
Cool vibe.
It is. It is.
And excellent wines as well. We love both of them.
Yep. Two different personalities, same winery. And
another home run.
Yep. So... What do you got for a PSA this week? You got something? You got to give me something. So I know you always have something good.
I always have something.
All right, let's get Flava's PSA.
Flava's PSA. Yes. So, I know everyone that the mosquitoes are insane this year, what I'm hearing, it's these mosquitoes are so aggressive. You're not just getting the typical one mosquito bite. It's like they're bite.
Well, our anniversary. Which was the day we got the cat. We went out. Obviously, it's al fresco.
Right.
They got bit 7 times, 4 in one leg and 3 in the other, all below the knee. Tore me up.
I mean, it's not funny, but and they're quick. They're quick and aggressive. And
I'm itching right now thinking about this. Sorry.
I know, I got the itchies.
Jeez.
But not only mosquitoes, we are now seeing other bugs as well, including fleas, which we've never seen before. But to lead into my PSA,
it's 2020.
It is 2020. That's the answer for everything. Yeah. Please go get them looked at by a doctor. Sometimes you may have an allergic reaction to a bug bite, and so if you see it spreading or when you scratch it, it really swells up and goes beyond the initial area of where the bug bite was. Please also keep in mind that when bugs bite you, they could be leaving bacteria in your body. And you may need an antibiotic. Also, a hydrocortisone cream is really good for a topical to help with the itching. And then, of course, Benadryl is always great as well. Definitely you should always, you should see a doctor. If it doesn't look like the regular run-in-the-mill mosquito bite where it starts to go away or whatnot.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we've experienced that here in the family. One of the kids where it had allergic reaction and it went from the size of a dime to a size of a silver dollar.
Jeez. Yeah, we did, unfortunately.
You know, so So I'm telling you, if it doesn't look right, definitely get into the doctor. And yeah, keep in mind, Benadryl is always a great thing to help with the itching and to bring the swelling down, as well as that the cream.
Nice, good to know.
Yes, so that's Flava's PSA.
That was a great PSA. And I tell you what, Rod's question of the week.
Yes, honey, what is your question? I was going to try and skate by, folks.
That's why I immediately mentioned it.
Yes.
Now, I know we don't go political.
We don't.
However, and this is and isn't.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. He said, however.
Here's Rod's question of the week.
Okay.
And I'll explain it after I ask.
Okay.
Has Governor Newsom lost his mind? I mean, has this man, I mean, absolutely, did he fall down the stairs and hit his head? Okay. First of all, you sign an executive order, and as we all know, those don't really mean too much, but still the fact he did it, saying that no, and in the year 2035 and beyond, no Californians are allowed to purchase new gas-powered vehicles. You can only purchase an electric vehicle. First of all, I think that might be a violation of the Consumer Protection Act, but I'm not even going to touch that. The guy doesn't check with, doesn't, I mean, his own party was upset at him. I mean, you're not even checking, you're just doing stuff on your own. And I'm like, as we are proud owners of a new Hellcat, I do take offense to this. Like,
so it's not electric?
Well, it is a hybrid. The Hellcat's a hybrid.
Really? I didn't know that.
It is. It burns gas and rubber.
Oh, that's awesome. So, I have to high five you on that. That was badass. So
maybe I need to burn a little rubber in front of his house. I don't know.
Oh, but, my goodness.
Just kidding. I wouldn't waste my tire rubber.
Could you imagine like a Mopar, like just a train of Mopar going past his house up in Sacramento? God.
He would think there's an earthquake. He would.
I would love it. Oh, you know what? What do you guys think about that, folks? Yeah, might be a great road trip.
Yeah, how about a little parade to show our support for gas-powered vehicles?
No car, baby.
No burnouts. You just roll by slow. Just the vibration of about 50 to 200 Mopar V8s.
Yeah.
Would just be... That's like rolling thunder.
Well, I happen to come from the area where he lives, so kind of familiar with it. It'd be very easy to find.
We'll be exercising our rights of freedom. Anyway, that's not a bad idea.
Oh.
But it gets better.
I love it when a good idea comes together.
So picture this. We're driving around in our Hellcat that's been banned, so we're actually breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
You know, I'm pretending this is 2035 and like nothing's changed. We're still wearing masks. We get to our restaurant, and we have to eat outdoors, of course.
Right.
But now, when we have to have the mask on the whole time we're sitting down to eat.
Uh-huh.
And then when I cut my steak, when I about to put my mouth, I take my mask down, I put it in my mouth, and I put my mask back up and chew and swallow. And then when I'm ready for my next bite, I bring my mask back down. He would like that to happen also.
This man has lost his...
Thank you. So,
every sense of sensibility.
So again, that's why Rod's question of the week: has Gavin Newsom lost his mind?
My answer is yes. Oh my God, you guys, this is one that I actually could answer.
You did it immediately.
And I answered it immediately, not having to wait a week.
That's a first. Oh my God, that's a first. See, it's true. It's true.
My goodness.
I'm still in so much shock that I got nothing else. I got nothing else for the rest of our podcast. I just he's drained my brain once again. Okay.
It's ridiculous.
It is. But I tell you what, I put it out there. A couple people have hit me up. We do want to have some guests on, and I know not everybody can join us in person like Dizzle and Jilly Bean, but we do have a way to do it remotely. And for those that are interested, hit us up. Go to rodandflava@gmail.com. Leave a comment on Instagram. You can message us on Instagram. As we've been talking, I've already set it up. We're good to go. We're up and running. I got a picture of the cat on there. I did it all sneaky like. So message us on Instagram. Actually, do that. Message us on Instagram if you want to be on the show. We'll make it happen. We'll have a lot of fun. We can do it spontaneous, off the cuff, whatever. We can hit us up if you want to talk about a certain subject.
I'm sure Rod will have a wonderful question for you to answer.
I will. You'll have to answer it, too. And I won't even tell you ahead of time. You're just going to surprise.
That's how we roll, yeah. By the way.
We do. We like to be spontaneous. We don't like to edit. We like to have fun. So with that being said, I got nothing else. Flavor, you got anything?
I'm ready for bed.
I am, too.
It's been a long, beautiful, wonderful day.
Yeah, I'm brain drained.
But I am, yes, thank you, brain drained.
All right. Well, then, with that being said, I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Ciao.